So here's the deal. If you haven't realized it yet, next Wednesday is July 1st. Can you believe the summer has flown by this quickly?
No. It's like the slowest, fastest summer.
Right?
It's like, what? We haven't even done anything yet. How is it already July? But it is July, and 4th of July is on everyone's brain.
Yeah, everyone's thinking about, what are we going to do? It's a different 4th of July holiday this year, and so we actually have a really great suggestion for you that you couldn't find a more North Dakota way of doing the 4th of July than spending it with Bonanzaville. On the line with us, we have Beth Jansen from Bonanzaville. Beth, welcome to the KFGO airwaves.
Hi, you guys. Good afternoon.
So tell us a little bit about what Bonanzaville has cooked up for the 4th of July.
Well, of course, like you guys mentioned, this is a really different summer for all of us. So we're trying to keep 4th of July as traditional as we can this year, at least traditional for Bonanzaville. we are having our event from 10 to 5 on Saturday, July 4th. We will have fun events for the family, including carriage rides, a two-person bungee jump, refreshments and food trucks, and of course docents inside of some of the buildings, and demonstrations as well as crafts for the kids. We just got to do it a little safer this year.
So is it still the traditional walk at your own pace? You can go in this building and check out the antique vehicles, and then you can go check out the Arthur Town Hall, and you just kind of meandering a little bit on your own so you can do it at your own pace?
Absolutely. We just have, you know, obviously we suggest that you keep your distance for social distancing and allow others to enjoy themselves as well at their pace. We have all of our buildings open as long as there's not too much of a interactive. We have one part of one building that's off limits because it does have a lot of touchy-feely type things. But other than that, nope, we are open.
So, Beth, let's talk a little bit about fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Well, this year, thanks to some amazing sponsors, Jordahl Custom Homes, the Horace Lions Club, Bell State Bank, and the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau, we actually have a bigger show than usual this year. We also have a ton more parking. So I expect that that's going to be a wonderful display. We are hoping that our community will kind of get behind us and donate a $5 suggested donation for parking. But other than that, that's, like I said, bigger and better.
So tell us about the added parking. What's that going to look like?
Well, actually, the fairgrounds has allowed us to use all of their parking this year.
Perfect.
Cool.
Nice.
Yes.
So
yes.
If people are just coming out for fireworks, which is a possibility, when are you going to get started and where should they go?
7 o'clock, and they can take the fairgrounds entrance off of 15th.
Will there still be any food trucks or anything like that out?
Yep. We still have food trucks out. We have Terry and Jerry's food truck coming out. We've got snow cones, we've got kettle corn, lemonade water, concession type stuff. And of course, you can always bring a picnic lunch if you want to as well.
Oh, that sounds great. And so, of course, if you come in, you said 10 to 5, correct, for the regular inside of Bonanzaville. When people come in nowadays, and they want to walk at their own pace, there's plenty of signage to explain everything around there, correct? Like, you don't need to download a special app or anything like that.
Nope, absolutely.
Oh, that's exciting. And then the carriage rides. So are the carriage rides included with admission or additional?
Absolutely. The carriage rides are free. The only additional cost is for food or beverage you choose to purchase at Bonanzaville and for the bungee jumper. Carriage rides are a little bit different this year. There's been big wagons in the past with tons of people on them. This year, they will be carriage rides for one group at a time.
And Beth, just out of curiosity, how have you guys been as we started reopening the world here? Bonanzaville is such an important thing, of course, to education around our area. I can't tell you the number of times my school put me on a bus and sent me out to Bonanzaville for a fun day. Of course, that disappeared this last spring. Are people coming out and enjoying Bonanzaville now that things are opening?
Well, we started out a little bit slow at the beginning of June, but things do seem to be picking up, and yes, they are coming out.
Oh, that's great. It's a wonderful opportunity. So if someone wants to come out to Bonanzaville, what are the hours you're operating these days?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. Saturday is 10 to 5. And Sunday is noon to 5.
Well, Beth, that sounds fantastic. We will make a point to come on out on the 4th of July, take in the sights and sounds and maybe even some of the smells if you're on a carriage ride. You know what I'm talking about. In Bonanzaville. And then that evening, enjoy fireworks from the comfort of the parking lot. They've even got some food and stuff worked up for you. Beth, thank you so much for joining us on the Mighty 790.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.